From the border to the basin and across West Texas, this is West Texas Jazz. This program's heard every week on public radio right here. And I'm Dave Lenning. That's one of the busiest pianists in the 1930s in New York, the Texas-born and New York-cultivated Teddy Wilson, playing Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me. On this Geography of Jazz, we'll play a survey of Teddy Wilson's work that provides you with a starting point for the breadth and depth of his career, and also his influence. That was Teddy Wilson on piano with Benny Carter. He took the lead piano solo on Dream Lullaby from 1934, followed by a tenor saxophone solo from young Ben Webster. Most people would measure Teddy Wilson's lasting importance from the years that some people call the big band era, the mid-1930s until the mid-1940s. There are two names that Teddy Wilson is most often paired with during this period, Benny Goodman and Billie Holiday. Here are several tracks from the Benny Goodman Trio and Quartet. Teddy Wilson playing piano along with Benny Goodman playing clarinet, Gene Krupa playing the drums, and Lionel Hampton playing the vibraphone on the quartet sides. Here is After You've Gone, Exactly Like You, and Running Wild. Teddy Wilson with Benny Goodman.
I've been so blue. I prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Now why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you, and you seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She met me for someone, oh, exactly like you. Yeah, swing it, Teddy, swing it, yeah, yeah.
That was Teddy Wilson on piano with Benny Goodman's quartet with Gene Krupa and Lionel Hampton. That's timeless music. The geography traveled by Theodore Shaw Teddy Wilson during his lifetime is expansive and probably surprising for a black musician born before 1920. Born November 24, 1912 in Austin, Texas, Teddy Wilson was the second son of James and Pearl Wilson. In 1918, his family moved to Tuskegee, Alabama, where Wilson's mother worked as a librarian and his father taught English at Tuskegee Institute. Wilson studied piano and violin at the Institute, and he also played the E-flat clarinet and oboe in the school band. Wilson attended Talladega College for a year, but then moved to Detroit in 1929 to earn his living as a musician. He played in a band in Detroit from 1929 to 1931, when he moved to Chicago, where he had the good fortune to play alongside Erskine Tate, Louis Armstrong, and Jimmy Noon. He joined the Benny Carter Band in 1933, and his big break, of course, came in 1936, when he began touring with Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa, and ultimately Lionel Hampton. The Benny Goodman Trio and Quartet was one of the first interracial groups to perform in the United States. And then, of course, there's Teddy Wilson and Billie Holiday.
Cross my heart and seal.
was Billie Holiday with an orchestra led by Teddy Wilson. We heard one track with Red Allen playing trumpet entitled This Is My Last Affair from 1937, and then I'll Never Fail You featuring Harry James on muted trumpet and Herschel Evans playing tenor. In later years, it would be called Her Band with Teddy Wilson playing piano. But regardless of what they called it, it was Teddy Wilson organizing and leading the band with Billie Holiday as the vocalist. So Teddy Wilson was a recording juggernaut in the 1930s, 40s, and into the 50s, making hundreds of sides with vocalists ranging from Helen Ward to Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Lee Wiley, and Lena Horne. But the majority of his life was spent recording with a small group or in a trio. Later in his life, Wilson would record prolifically in trio or small group settings. Perhaps one of the most memorable of these recordings was made with the tenor saxophonist Lester Young and the trumpeter Roy Eldridge in 1956 for Norman Granz and was entitled Jazz Giants 1956. This recording also featured Wilson's fellow Austinite Gene Ramey playing the bass. We'll hear this year's Kisses. It's a little more laid back than the Billie Holiday recording of nearly 20 years earlier, but still captured the fire these men were capable of. With the exception of Lester Young, everyone on this recording would live and record into the 1980s. Thank you. This Year's Kisses, with Teddy Wilson, Lester Young, and Roy Eldridge. The other West Texas Jazz Party attendee on that recording was trombonist Vic Dickinson. The good news for all of us and for the people in West Texas is that Teddy Wilson continued traveling and recording into the early 1980s. He made his last trip to Odessa in 1984 for the Jazz Party. Teddy Wilson died in 1986 at the age of 73 after a long illness. For the final few minutes of this hour, I'd like to take you back to 1983 when Teddy Wilson was still attending the Odessa Jazz Party. The recordings we're going to listen to were made then. Since Teddy Wilson was invited to the party under the first president of the Odessa Jazz Association, O.A. Fulcher, I think it's safe to say that Teddy Wilson gained his approval. In talking to many people who attended the parties in the 1960s and 70s, I feel confident that people in West Texas experienced firsthand some of what you are about to hear. Apparently, after the party was over each night and the majority of the crowd had left, some of the musicians would filter back into the ballroom and play again. One of those who came back to play after hours was pianist Teddy Wilson. While it may not have been exactly like this, these recordings from 1983 are both breathtaking and reminiscent of what it might have been like to be in Mr. Wilson's presence, enjoy his playing, and his comments about the music.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The first Benny Goodman Trio session was recorded in 1934, a session arranged by a man named John Hammond, who probably is the most influential person in America in the whole jazz movement of this century who didn't actually play an instrument. John Hammond was a devotee of jazz and classical music. He was just so fond of it, and he promoted so many people who influenced the jazz movement. He was promoted Billie Holiday, Benny Goodman, Benny Carter, Count Basie, Lester Young, Buck Clayton. As a matter of fact, I was one of his proteges at one time. He brought me from Chicago to New York to play with Benny Carter's band, who he was backing at that time. And he heard Benny Goodman and me in a jam session at the home of Red Norwood and Mildred Bailey in Forest Hills, Long Island. And he got so excited about it, he went right to RCA Victor the next day and arranged a recording session for us and got Gene Krupa to play the drums. So that was the origin of the Benny Goodman Trio by 1934, a year or two before Goodman ever organized a band. As a matter of fact, I joined the group as a regular member in 1936, but before that we just made records. But we played in public from 1936 on. So I'd like to play one song from that first trio session, Body and Soul. Thank you. Thank you. That's a song, I've been playing that song since Johnny Green wrote it, right, in 1929. I must have played it 100,000 times, and I never get tired of playing Body and Soul. It's one of the great songs. As a matter of fact, part of this type of work is the thing that keeps you interested in it is the fact that you never play a song exactly the same twice. I've never played Body and Soul note for note, just like I just played it ever over the last 50 years. And that's part of what keeps us interested in this style of music, because we can, it's always fresh to try to, it's like putting a chain together with links. Even if you can't invent some new links, you put the old links together in a new formation or some kind of way. But it keeps you interested, and it's a lot of fun to do it. And something that's, so talking to some friends a little earlier, this type of playing, you do it for nothing, even if you didn't get paid. It's just a lot of fun. It started out as a hobby, really. And I'd like to play one more song from that session, that first session, after you've gone. Thank you. And I'd like to play a couple of my favorite songs featured by the Count Basie Band. These songs are from the late 50s, and to my opinion, one of my favorite bands that Basie, the whole Basie period, that late 50s when he had Eddie Jones on the bass and Sonny Payne on the drums, and had most fans, of course, know the Count Basie and Freddie Green were fixtures in the band, and you had Frank Poston, Frank West in the reed section, Marshall Royal, and Thad Jones was in the trumpets, and Joe Newman, and had Al Gray on the trombone. And these songs were written at that period by Frank Poston. The first one is called Shiny Stocking, written by Frank Poston, who was the tenor sax in the band at that time. And then we'll play the one, another one of that same period, written by Neil Hefti, called Little Darling. It plays Shiny Stockings.
Thank you.
Teddy Wilson from live recordings made in 1983. As you've just heard, Teddy Wilson not only played the music of the swing era, he recounted the experiences of knowing the musicians he interpreted firsthand. Teddy Wilson was from only about 5 hours away from the Permian Basin in Austin. He traveled around the globe, but returned almost yearly for the Odessa Jazz Party. What an experience that must have been. In addition to his visits to the Permian Basin for the Odessa Jazz Parties, Wilson traveled domestically and internationally for his entire career. Teddy Wilson rejoined Benny Goodman in the 1950s and traveled with him in the 60s and 70s for tours of Scandinavia, England, Japan, or continental Europe. And as you've heard today, many of Wilson's later recordings were made on the road. He also joined Benny Goodman for a return to Carnegie Hall in 1982, more than 40 years after their legendary 1938 concert. He was a citizen of the jazz world, but he chose to return often to West Texas. And for those who got to hear him here, that was a true gift. For the Geography of Jazz and this feature on Austin's Teddy Wilson, I'm Dave Lenick. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Lenick, and West Texas Jazz is heard each week from the border to the basin and across West Texas, right here on Public Radio. Thanks for listening.